Yeah, hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Stanley.
Hi, sir.
Good evening. Hi, thanks. Yeah, so I'm calling from Opinion Research, sir, and we'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, our state, and our local community. Are you a registered voter, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And registered voter, and we'll continue in English. And just real quick, which state are you registered to vote in, sir? Arizona, California, Georgia,
Nevada.
Illinois, Maryland, Nevada. Thank you, sir.
Nevada.
And okay. And just the year you were born in, sir, just so we know we're reaching out to everybody that different categories.
Just 1981.
1981. Thank you, sir. And the first question, it's a long, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will be voting in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote, sir?
I don't think so.
Okay. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, sir?
The economy.
You could pick more than one if you'd like, sir.
Yeah, just the economy and...
The economy?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Inflation and stuff.
Yeah, of course. Okay. It's hard to keep up with, sir. No, me. Okay, thank you, sir. And now, thinking back to 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Biden.
Right, thank you, sir. And I'm thinking again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. K. Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Anybody but Trump.
Okay. Would you say another candidate would be a good answer?
I have another candidate, but there's no other candidate, so yeah, that's why I decided not to.
I understand, sir. Okay, thank you. And that's exactly what we're doing today, trying to see how people feel about these things. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of whom you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates? Using a scale from 0 to 100, 0 means there's no chance, and 100 means you definitely will vote for them. Joe Biden.
5.
5, okay. Thank you. And Donald Trump, sir.
0.
Thank you, sir. And now, and thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat candidate or Republican candidate for your district?
District.
You're, if you're not certain, we can, you can just let me know.
Yeah, I'm not certain.
Okay, so which is, how's undecided sound? Does that describe your feeling, undecided?
Undecided, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean for? Would you lean towards Democrat or Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for U.S. Senate, this is U.S. Senate, we're held today, would you be voting for Democrat Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown?
Actually don't know.
Okay. So we'll put undecided. And, well, if the elections were held today, to which candidate would you lean towards, Democrat Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown? Or you're not familiar with these two candidates, sir?
No, I'm not familiar, yeah.
Got you. Okay, sir. So we'll leave it on this side. And whom do you trust more when it comes to the issues of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
I say Joe, but I don't know.
So let's say Joe Biden somewhat.
Yeah.
Okay, somewhere. Thank you. And please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. How do you feel about that, sir?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you, sir. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressures on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals of vulnerable migrants. How do you feel about that, sir?
I agree.
Agree. Okay. Somewhat agree. Strongly agree.
Which one, I'm sorry?
Somewhat or strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. How do you feel about that, sir?
I agree.
Thank you, sir. So somewhat or strongly?
Some.
Thank you, sir. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
I agree.
You agree? Is that a strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. And now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigration for each. Tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have lived in the United States, working in the United States for over 10 years.
I agree.
Thank you. Is that strongly or somewhat?
Yes, strongly, I'm sorry.
Thank you, sir.
Strongly.
And the next one, thank you, I appreciate that, sir. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and are married to an American citizen.
I agree. Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass background checks and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and or dangerous conditions.
I strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. And just so you know, we're a little over halfway done. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in 2024. If President Biden enacted that program, would that make you more or less likely to vote for him in 2024? Or would it make no difference to you either way? Okay, so the first program would be a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Thank you. Is that somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you, sir. A program that grants work permits for undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more. Thank you, sir. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more.
Thank you. Much more. Thank you, sir. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more, yeah.
Thank you, sir. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy, sir.
Much more, yeah.
Thank you. And a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on city states experiencing an increase in arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Much more, yeah.
Thank you, sir. And this is the last one, and we'll move on to the next section, the program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more.
Thank you, sir. And now, we're almost done, sir. Please indicate if you are concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all for each of the following. Donald Trump and the Republicans believe the chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Does that concern you? And are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all? Somewhat concerned. Thank you, sir. Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. How concerned does that make you? Did you want me to repeat the question, sir?
Yes, please.
Okay. Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. How concerned does that make you?
Very concerned.
Thank you, sir. Donald Trump and the Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. How concerned does that make you?
Very concerned.
Thank you, sir. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. How concerned does that make you, sir?
Very, very concerned.
Thank you. And this is the last one, sir, for this. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. How concerned does that make you?
Can you repeat it?
Yes, of course. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Yeah, very concerned.
Thank you, sir. So that ends that section. And we're about done, sir. I'm going to read you a different approaches from President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you to tell me, which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither are exactly right? Which approach comes closer to your own view when it comes to immigration, former President Trump or President Biden? Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which approach comes closer to your view, sir?
Biden's.
Okay. Is it somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer.
Thank you, sir. And we're about done. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again, this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. K. Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Joe Biden, Democrat?
Joe Biden, Democrat.
Thank you, sir. And let's see, we're at about 90%. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? And what's your relationship to them?
Very close.
Yeah. Okay. So we could say an acquaintance, a friend, a family member, coworker.
Friends.
Or yes, but I'm sorry?
Friends.
Okay. Friends. Okay. Thank you, sir. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Univision? Yeah, I'm sorry. Univision or Telemundo, Spanish language audio radio programs, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, WhatsApp, Fox News Channel, MSNBC, YouTube, OANN, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now, we're right towards the end. Finally, I'd like to ask you a question for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Mexico.
Thank you, sir. And let's see. Were you born in the United States mainland, the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
please.
Thank you, sir. And were either of your parents born out in another country?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, in another country. Thank you. What language do you primarily speak at home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, or always English, or something else? Excellent. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what do you consider yourself?
None of the above.
Okay. Thank you. And do you think of yourself closer to Democratic Party or Republican Party?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And there's only two questions. Go. Thinking in political terms, would you say you're conservative, moderate, or liberal, sir?
Liberal.
Liberal. Thank you, sir. And what is the last year of school that you have completed, sir?
What was that?
The last year of schooling that you've completed, high school, a degree.
High school.
Thank you, sir.
High school.
And now, what is your religion, if any?
No religion.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Sorry?
I didn't catch that.
Oh, what religion did you say?
Yeah, if you have any. If not, no worries.
Christian, yeah.
Christian, okay, thank you. So that would be a person. All right, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, is this Jose? Am I speaking with Jose, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in research studies are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. So this concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time, sir. I know that you're busy with your family and everything. And thank you, Mr. Ramirez. Any questions or anything you might want to ask me? Okay.
No,
well, thank you, sir. Your opinion matters, and they're pretty pressing issues going on, and thank you for taking the time to do this with me. Have a great night, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Thanks.